This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 23rd. Well, I just want to update everybody because there was a reversal on Monday that kind of freaked a lot of people out. A lot of big NASDAQ stocks are weak. But I do want to alert you to the fact that a lot of our NASDAQ stocks are fine. Furthermore, Apple firmed up. So money isn't leaving the market, is sloshing around. Now, of course, the big news today is that President Biden and a few other countries have followed China to release oil from their strategic reserves. And ironically, crude oil prices are up today. So they weren't impressed by that. Now, just so you know how oil works is demand tends to drop in the fall. That's where we are now. But then resurge in the spring. Europe is in the midst of another possible lockdown as COVID spreads and the travel restrictions increase. So worldwide demand should ebb a bit. But the stronger the worldwide economy, the greater the demand for fossil fuels. It's that simple. So the real key with oil is what's it going to be doing February through May? And I mentioned that on Fox Business this morning, that's the real key because that's when demand sends a surge. Obviously, the Biden administration has asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate energy companies and price gouging on gasoline, things like that. And that's just not the right way to do it. The right way to do it is basically get our crude oil production back to where it was before the pandemic. Back then, it was almost 2.9 million barrels a day. And now it's barely 11 million barrels a day. So that's the real long-term solution. The federal drilling ban has been overridden by a federal judge some time ago, but the Energy Department still remains a bit hostile. And of course, the Biden administration is not that pro-fossil fuel. And at that COP26 in Scotland, they declared that we will not be using fossil fuels for electricity production in 2035. Now, that was a lie because obviously we need natural gas to generate electricity, and there's no way we can have enough wind and solar and battery storage by 2035. There simply isn't the batteries right now. California has two huge battery storage facilities. They propose it's going very slowly because, the batteries are being diverted to cars. And of course, lithium ion isn't the best battery for energy storage. It's more expensive. You want to get the cheaper batteries. And the issue in batteries is the real successful batteries right now are iron phosphate from CATL in China. But those patents will be expiring soon. And then other battery companies will start to make those batteries. And that will help the EV industry because those batteries are cheaper. Okay, so you can make more city cars. In fact, the rumored Apple car is supposed to be an iron phosphate battery. And they're also safer, they don't catch on fire, and they're ideal for the energy storage. So whatever we're trying to do from an energy policy is very disjointed, okay? Europe has a different plan than we do. France has a different plan than Germany. it's kind of every country for itself. So we are definitely in the midst of holiday trading now, and so I don't want you to worry about things too much. I just want you to enjoy Thanksgiving. Have a great week. We'll have better liquidity next week, okay? And then we can assess the situation at that time. But as far as I'm concerned, folks, it's just time to enjoy the holidays. And don't worry about the market's gyrations because going to continue whether we like it or not. And again, markets are rotating. So when money flows out of one stock, goes to another. So as long as you have big diversified portfolios, you're okay. One last thing as far as Chairman Powell's renewal for the Fed chairman for the next 4 years. He's a consensus builder. He's a dove. It just means that we're going to have low interest rates for a long time, as long as it's Chairman Powell. Brainerd was made the vice chairman. She's obviously got an elevated position. She's even a bigger dove. So our Fed is going to remain very accommodative. They're going to gradually let interest rates rise, and they're not going to skyrocket. Interest rates are still going to be below the rate of inflation. So that just means, hey, you put the money in the bank, you lose money after inflation, so you might as well just buy real estate stocks or anything else that's going up in value, like commodity prices. So that's it. So enjoy the holidays, and I'll be talking to you next week. As the markets open, I do expect a very firm opening. November, we should finish out November on a strong note. December's a good month. January's a good month. So I'm still expecting the next several weeks to be positive. And then if we have a correction, it'll be in February sometime. So that's it, everybody. Have a great Thanksgiving. Louis Nevelier.